This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top donor says it will resume funding the UN Agency for Palestinians as Gaza hunger grows, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Sweden's decision comes weeks after numerous countries halted financial support in response to Israeli allegations against the organization. Sweden's reversal came as a ship bearing tons of humanitarian aid is preparing to leave Cyprus for Gaza. International donors are launching a sea corridor to supply the besieged territory. The health ministry in Gaza said that more people, including a two-month-old infant, had died because of malnutrition, increasing the total number of hunger-related deaths in the conflict to over two dozen. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. The pontiff's statement was interpreted by many as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the Pope's remarks. Francis used the phrase, the courage of the white flag, to argue Ukraine should be open to peace talks. Farmers blocked railway tracks at a northern border in India on Sunday, continuing demands for a minimum support price for their crops. The protesters stopped trains and chanted slogans while sitting on railway tracks in a bordering village. A farmers' union leader said citizens might face inconvenience due to the protest, but added it was for the greater good. Thousands of farmers launched a march last month demanding higher guaranteed prices for their produce, but were stopped by police about 200 kilometers north of the capital. This is VOA News. Torrential rains have triggered flash floods and a landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island, killing at least 19 people and leaving seven others missing. Mud, rocks, and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain and reached a river that burst its banks and tore through mountainside villages in West Sumatra province. Rescuers by Saturday pulled out seven bodies in the worst-hit village and recovered three others in two neighboring villages. The National Disaster Management Agency on Sunday said rescuers retrieved six bodies in one area and three more in a neighboring district, bringing the death toll to 19. Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya says police have detained 33 people suspected of ties to the Islamic State group who were allegedly preparing attacks of the head of the country's local elections. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Yerlikaya said the suspects were preparing and searching for action before the upcoming local elections. He made that post on X, formerly Twitter, on Sunday. Nationwide elections are due to be held on March 31st. Counterterrorism police in northwest Turkey recovered weapons, cash, and organizational documents during raids. Yerlikaya said, "We will not tolerate any terrorist. We will continue our fight uninterruptedly with the superior efforts of our security forces." Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
There's continued fallout from the Republican Party response to U.S. President Joe Biden's State of the Union address after a senator used a decades-old example of rapes in Mexico to attack Biden border policy. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senator Katie Britt's spokesperson confirms she was talking about a young Mexican woman repeatedly raped in Mexico when Republican George W. Bush was president, not Biden. Britt used her story to chastise President Biden's actions on the border during her GOP response to his State of the Union.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This crisis is despicable.
The Alabama senator and her party have seized on a surge of migrants entering the country during Biden's term. I'm Julie Walker.
Moldova's foreign minister says the past 2 years for his country have been the hardest and most tumultuous for European Union candidate Moldova in more than three decades, as it faces threats from Russia in multiple areas of public life. Since Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, its neighbor Moldova has faced crises that have at times raised fears the country is also in Russia's crosshairs. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.